This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday he would lay down red lines to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, at their upcoming meeting after rallying NATO allies to face up to challenges from Moscow and Beijing. Speaking after his first NATO summit since being elected president, Biden insisted, "I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities." Biden also called Putin tough and a worthy adversary ahead of their hotly anticipated meeting in Geneva on Wednesday. The warning to the Kremlin leader came as Biden pressed to renew Washington's transatlantic ties with allies after years of tensions under his predecessor, Donald Trump. At Biden's urging, NATO leaders agreed to work together against what they called systemic challenges posed by China's aggressive policies as the alliance fleshed out its approach to Beijing. They issued a statement saying China's increasingly assertive actions in building a nuclear arsenal as well as space and cyber warfare capabilities threatens the international order. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the allies would seek to cooperate with China on global issues like climate change, as European capitals wanted. But in a nod to Washington's growing concern, he warned China's growing influence and international policies present challenges to alliance security. Israel's new government on Monday approved a contentious parade by Israeli nationalists through Palestinian areas around Jerusalem's Old City. It sets the stage for possible renewed confrontations just weeks after an 11-day war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Hamas called on Palestinians to resist the march. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday that the coronavirus continues to spread and kill people in Africa, despite the fact that the number of new COVID-19 cases overall has fallen steadily for seven straight weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decline in cases obscures the fact that the virus continues to spread and kill in regions with limited access to vaccines and treatments. He cited a recent study in the British medical journal The Lancet showing the continent of Africa has the highest global mortality rate among critically ill COVID-19 patients, yet it has reported fewer cases than most other regions. He also said the virus is moving faster than the global distribution of vaccines. The WHO chief expressed his gratitude to the leaders at the G7 summit last week, who pledged 870 million doses of vaccine through the WHO-administered global vaccine cooperative known as COVAX. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has delayed plans to lift coronavirus restrictions by a month because of the highly contagious Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson said on Monday that restrictions will now be lifted on July 19th instead of June 21st. He made those comments in a news conference in London on Monday. He said he's confident the country will be able to reopen on July 19th. By then, he said, two-thirds of the British population are expected to be fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe is reintroducing a lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread of a COVID-19 outbreak. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said in a televised speech this weekend that complacency has resulted in a spike in COVID-19 cases. In India, a number of states eased coronavirus restrictions on Monday, including the capital, Delhi, as the number of new infections dropped to the lowest level in 74 days. And also Monday, U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it more than 90% effective at preventing the disease and providing good protection against variants. The new chief of the United Nations mission in South Sudan says UN peacekeepers are being blocked from accessing some sensitive areas, this despite an agreement by South Sudan's government to cooperate with the mission. Nicholas Haysom was appointed by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres earlier this year to oversee the activities of 14,500 UN soldiers and 2,000 police officers in the country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.